there's a term called chuggy. Did you know what chuggy means?
Chuggy?
Chuggy? Chuggy? Oh,
I was just talking about that with my boyfriend. He's like, it's like when you're old and you're trying to be cool.
Oh my god. Was. There was a girl on TikTok that she really explained it. It was like the way she explained it in like less than a minute, I thought was so funny. Is like, if
how did she explain it?
She's like, anything on BuzzFeed, chuggy. It's like, that's where I get my news from. What are you talking about?
Because it's real news. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us here today again at Ajma Squad. For all the parents out there, summer is right around the corner. I'm talking, if your kids are not already out of school, they're going to be out of school in the next week or two. So Joanne and I wanted to talk about some of the great activities that we can do with our children this summer. So join us. Thank you.
What did you think about, you know, spending time with your kid, just a couple of hours, or spending a whole day, or even an overnight trip with your kid, you know, because you're constantly dividing your attention between multiple kids and you feel bad.
And they open up to you too.
Yeah.
When you just have them by themselves and you talk to them and they start like telling you things that you never knew. Like,
yeah.
You know, I hope to do more of that over the summer. So I do have like that one-on-one time when they're not being worried about homework and all that stuff.
And then we thought of a unique skill, that something that our parents that might have passed down to us, that maybe our grandparents passed down to them, you know, like maybe making kimchi.
Mandu.
Making mandu, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's a great family activity. Like my extended family, on New Year's Eve, we used to have a mandu making contest because there was a lot of us. Like, my mom has like four siblings, so all five families would sit down and we'd all team up and compete who can make, you know, who can be the fastest, who can make the prettiest mandu, or, you know, like,
yeah,
have all these random contests. And it was a good time. And then you eat later, you know?
You know, like a particular way that maybe your grandmother or your mom danced or whatever. You sang songs to, like, I'm as corny as it is, but it's just carrying down that tradition. And, you know, and it doesn't cost anything.
I know. I kept crocheting and knitting needles for my grandmother.
Oh.
And Gabby wanted to learn how to crochet, but my mom picked it up. So she's been like crocheting like crazy, and then she's teaching Gabby how to do it slowly.
Yeah.
Gabby was like, maybe I should sell these. I was like, okay, you gotta learn actually how to do it first, but not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
A really nice way to learn something is like trying to teach it and then learning it as you go. Yeah.
Which leads me to my next one. Learning and relearning how to do things. Like for me, they say you're supposed to remember how to ride a bike. I cannot jump on the bike anymore. I forgot how to ride a bike to the point that I fell off my bike down the street. And my neighbor was probably so mortified, she like ran into the house because I fell off my kid bike.
Get mommy, go.
and then like rollerblading. I don't know, did you rollerblade when you were younger?
I roller skated like a lot. I had those,
yeah,
like white roller skates with pink wheels. That was like, yeah, my jam.
My kids just picked up a rollerblading, so like they're really like, they're ultra quick on it now. And like now I kind of regret, like I should have done it together. Totally. I don't even know how to get on it anymore. I'm afraid I'm gonna break a bone.
Yeah.
And then, like, when you learn things and when your kid teaches you how to do something, and then it kind of like it, the conversation goes, the conversation keeps going. And when you're vulnerable,
mm-hmm,
with your kid, I think it creates like a different, it brings your relationship to a different dimension, you know, mm-hmm, like your dynamic is different and you connect again with your kid and they teach you how to relearn things, you know. There's actually a lot of summer volunteer programs. The website that has the volunteer programs is called pointsoflight.org. And the other website is leadasap.ysa.org. And you can just easily plug in your zip code, and then all of these, like all of the areas that your kid may be interested in volunteering in, whether it's environment and philanthropy, music and arts, poverty and hunger, animals, reading and learning, technology even. If they don't want to go out, you can volunteer remotely, or you can do it at the facilities.
I wish I had like the time to be able to do so much more with my kids over the summer, but in all honesty, they're legit gonna be full-time 9 to 5 at summer camp. For the working parents, your schedule with them might not change a whole lot, but if you do have that time to dedicate to them and take time off and take a vacation or a staycation. Yeah. Like, these are really great resources.
All of these things you can do all year round, you know, and there's no rush, and that parent guilt is real.
My kid literally said to me, she goes, "You only have 9 more years with me before I go to college." And I was like, she was like, "I'm going to be 18 in 9 more years." I'm aware. But yeah, treasuring these summers it's important. The summers are important.
So that sums up our show today. We thank you for watching as we spoke about unique activities and things we can do with our kids during the summer. And we hope to see you soon. Bye.
Bye. Your reflection is blinding me.
I know. I want purple and blue and red frames. But anyway.
Not the frames, you mean the lens?
Yeah, the lens. I want the lens to be red. I like, you know, like Robert Downey Jr., Johnny Depp look. I love that.
Chewy.